Like, I started a sentence. I was like, oh, wait, I need to stop talking because now we're live. Hey, welcome to the wine cellar, folks. We're professionals and shit. We're on top of it. All right. So while we're getting everything together, by which I mean the engineer over there in the seat next to me is getting everything together, I have some news. I have some headlines. I have some stuff. I'm not sure we have, like, oh, wait, we do have one official theme for the evening.
What?
It involves colonizers. Oh, because fuck. I am a colonizer.
Oh, fucking good.
We'll talk more about that later. But in the meantime, just some headlines. Sometimes it gets meta. Five guys were arrested for fighting at Five Guys restaurants.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. What's the outlet?
WSVN.com. It's like a local, I don't know, CBS station or something. WGN station. It's a local news station. But yeah, Five Guys arrested for fighting at Five Guys restaurant in Florida. Stuart, Florida. Five Guys were at an appropriately named restaurant when they got into a brawl. According to Stuart police, officers received a report of a fist fight taking place inside a Five Guys burger restaurant. When officers arrived, they ended up taking five people into custody. Police arrested three juvenile males and two adult males and charged them for fighting. The cause of the fight is currently unknown. Well, Five Guys and Five Guys.
Five Guys and Five Guys fighting?
Yes.
Wait, were they all fighting each other? Was it fucking...
It was a brawl, so...
Wait, three juveniles, two adults?
Yes.
Fucking, no, shit. Now I wonder, like, exactly what adults? Because millennials are adults.
Millennials are adults.
Where they walk up and they were like, hey, man, listen here, youth. Don't grow up to be bootlickers. And they were like, but Steven Crowder says...
And that's how Five Guys became a Five Guy brawl. let's see. Do we have a trigger warning up yet?
Hey, that's a...
We could do that, right?
It's doable.
Okay.
It's a funky option.
Yes.
And Phoenix Cleaver is always like, man, you better play that there trigger warning, son. If you don't do it, they're going to get you. And I'm like, they ain't going to get nothing. It's true, buddy.
Who said that?
Phoenix Collider.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
No, she did.
What the hell is wrong with that?
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
You broke your soundboard.
Okay, so that works. Holy shit. I lost my trigger warning.
Ha! Okay. You know what? And, like, not even, like, shade. I was looking for it when I did the episode with JM, and I was like, I can't find it, so, trigger warning, folks.
Oh, no, it's there. Just won't play.
Okay.
Yeah, the fucking... Oh, fucking goddammit, there it is.
And this is what happens when you go live.
Well, in Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we deal with explicit and difficult content. So I actually don't have my own shit. I've had that thing for five goddamn years, and I don't have it memorized.
I think it was rape culture, racism, environmental racism, domestic violence, animal abuse. But I think the most important one was at the end, where it was like, and people just being total fucking assholes.
I know what it actually was.
I'd say you jam one of these in the back of a white man's skull, twist the handle like so, and then your blood runs out through the hole here.
That was it, right?
Good enough. But yeah, it's the fucking wine cellar. Y'all know how we get down. You know the type of shit we talk about. There's a fruit fly trying to get into my vitamin water. That's a little fucking awkward.
This weather just invites it. It fucking... Ugh. It just made it. It's just...
Right?
Florida.
Right. Speaking of Florida, do you want the fun white cis identity extremist story now or later?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Knock it in, man. Mohana the Dancer tuned in. Jan Loco tuned in up in the joint.
Okay. So, a Florida man was arrested. Ow. My earring just got caught in my hair.
Oh, right. No.
So I took it out. A Florida man was arrested. You'll never believe why. Or will you?
No, I won't. No, I won't. Wait, Florida man arrested.
Yeah, you live there. You absolutely will believe this.
Okay. Can you quickly see which county? They have it in there. They're all about counties out there.
Escambia County.
Escambia County.
And it happened at a Walmart.
Florida man arrested. Escambia County.
Walmart.
Woo! All right. Cis identity extremist?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Changing clothes, but all of them.
Close.
Oh, fuck. Let's hear it. Let's do it.
A Florida man was arrested.
Yeah.
For.
Uh-huh.
Masturbating.
Ah, that's. What?
In a Walmart parking lot.
Nah, that's liberty love. It's a freedom fap. You gotta call it what it really is.
It gets better than a freedom fap.
What?
It gets better.
All right.
Trenton James Rich.
Oh, that's not his name.
It's his name, and he looks exactly like how you would expect him to look.
Can't be named after the capital of New Jersey.
And yet, here we are.
A blonde Jerry curl.
Trenton James Rich was detained by an officer from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office who responded to the North Navy Boulevard Walmart just after 4:30 p.m. Because rush hour, masturbation time, it's all the same fucking thing. On July 13th. A Florida man who was accused of masturbating in a Walmart parking lot. And this is where we get past the freedom fap part, William.
No, you never get past that part.
Oh, we do. We do.
What happened?
He grabbed the arresting deputy's buttocks while being arrested and said, "Just let me feel it."
Whoa.
I don't know. What?
That, what the fuck? It's almost like he heard the wine cellar.
I want to be a segment someday.
Heard about the Florida one in Disney, urinated on the cop's leg and said, "Fuck Trump."
Yes.
And, what?
Let me just feel it.
Do we have a gender binary on the arresting deputy?
The arresting deputy was male.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's...
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we said this before. This is how dead air happens on this program.
Trenton James Rich of Pensacola was detained last Saturday by an officer from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office who responded to the Walmart after a complaint was filed about indecent exposure, according to the Pensacola News Journal. The 19-year-old suspect... 19, all right... allegedly made a number of lewd comments toward the officer who arrested him before attempting to flee the area.
Where did he try to go?
I don't know. Never.
What was the plan?
Target? There's always a Target across from a Walmart, right?
Not in Florida.
Oh.
No, yeah, they
he was trying to go to, what?
Damn.
The shit, wait. What's that shit? The Wawa?
He's trying to go to a Wawa.
Yeah.
You know what? I could see a Florida resident masturbating in a Wawa parking lot. I would actually be like, yeah, it's Thursday. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Dirty Thurs, as they say.
Mm-hmm. An arrest report obtained by local media said that Rich had been spotted by the deputy. This fruit fly is pissing me the fuck off. Had been spotted by the deputy on a picnic table at the parking lot while shirtless. He gave his name, but then exposed his genitals. Okay. Shortly, amid a brief tussle, Rich allegedly stepped back, put his hands into a karate chop stance, and started swinging them at the deputy.
No the fuck. And I like how fucking it says exposed his genitals later on. It's like, that's what the whole story's about. He's already doing that.
The officer said Rich then grabbed his arms and rear end. And then, because there's always fucking more when it's a Florida man, and then he allegedly tried to punch the officer before running off on foot.
Tried?
Yes.
All right.
So the officer got called, a male officer, because this would be a lot less funny to me if this was a female officer, even though, you know, ACAB. But, so someone saw this dude masturbating in the parking lot, called police. Police showed up, approached him. He's not wearing a shirt. He re-exposes his genitals, gets into a karate stance thinking he's Jackie fucking Chan, and tries to karate chop the officer, then grabs the officer's butt and says, "Just let me feel it," then tries to punch the officer, and then takes off running.
Yeah, again, so I'm pretty sure a lot of white-on-white crime stories are fucking drugs are bad stories. And to break that up, Mohana Loco said, "Phoenix Kalita, I like your dashiki."
Thank you. It was at Ross for like $8.
And I know I saw Michael Wright's, I think he said, "My favorite Negro couple," as he's supposed to.
Yes.
And Theo Loco.
Hey, Theo.
Oh, Theo Loco said, "My favorite black folks in the world," and asked if he survived.
He did. Well, this is white on white crime. They always survive.
Yeah, but then also, this was not a white man with headphones on walking out of a gas station so he couldn't hear the officer's orders.
Correct.
Remember that one?
Yes.
Or a white man selling reefer, and the cop did the old, "They were driving their car at me."
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or a white woman with a face.
Or the white man who got shot in the hallway because he was given conflicted orders by the cop. Remember that?
Yes.
He was on video. And oh, by the way, that cop now has a pension because he has PTSD because he's sad he murdered someone who was unarmed on their face in a hallway.
Yep. Damn, this show takes hard left turns.
It does.
We're like, oh, yeah, we know about white people getting murdered by the cops. We can cite several off the top of the dome with no fucking notes.
We're news nerds.
And let's see, bang, and just like that, 229 on the phone line.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a trizai.
Okay.
All right, and your microphone is hot, 229.
I would really love to meet.
Whoop, say that again, one. What happened there?
Touch it, be used, pound it on. Major fantasy. You got for anything. Groups even. You know, share me with your friends. As long as it feels good.
Hey, with your friends?
Nice tight hole. Just have that big old black one slid right up in there. Let me know.
You guys are complete fucking racists and deserve to be pranked. Fuck off, racists.
This is outstanding. This was the best you had? And then they hung up. I didn't even hang up on them. They hung up. I wanted you to bring your best stuff. You want to call into a black show and say, "Nigger," like, really, you know, put a narrative behind it.
But also, like, the whole, "I want to be pounded on by a big black cock." Wow, we've never heard a white person say that before.
Oh, that was up. Man, I tell you, folks, you know, back in my day, trolls would actually join a website, pretend to be somebody for fucking weeks.
Yep. Sometimes months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, not now. Just, that was lazy. I don't respect that.
Yeah, Twitter gave us the instant gratification troll.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Right, huh? That's right? A powerful statement. Twitter gave us the instant gratification troll.
Yeah.
And YouTube gave us just fucking, we know how mad people really are out there. I mean, if it's legitimate anger, I can't tell.
I mean, although to be fair, that was a lot more lazy than the last troll I had in my inbox that was like a white supremacist, but on this whole, like, "I have fantasies of white men being wiped out." Yeah, they're like, I imagine like white women, like, you know, enjoying being raped by Muslims. And I was like, what the fuck? All right. I was like, well, I mean, I guess I can entertain this weird erotica if you pay me for it.
See, and that's that Alex Jones thinking, right? Like, you can right. tell that's a Jones head, because he says oh, shit yeah. like that. Mm-hmm. And Mohana the dancer said, that reminds me of working in a, what did it say, lingerie department. And motherfuckers called. Indeed, neighbor.
I can only imagine.
That call, I mean, fuck, I'd rather hear fucking Meg Thee Stallion rap.
And that is saying something, because, wow.
You want to go to that freestyle?
Are we doing that to ourselves again?
Just funny to me. It's just funny how, it's also funny just how much people get to illin for some...
Right.
Half-ass effort putting in celebrity mm-hmm. that doesn't give a fuck that you exist.
Yeah, I would never... they're like kind of sort of saying things that are politically aligned, so that makes them relevant.
If somebody said Talib Kweli is straight fucking Garbaggiano, and if you like his shit, what is your fucking deal? I'm not even commenting. I'm just gonna be like, oh, well, clearly... your brain doesn't comprehend rhymes, and it's like, that's okay. I'm gone. Like, yeah, people are weird, man. Big fans. Big fan of the whackness. Okay, Phoenix Leader has serious stuff.
No, I'm not serious. I just want to finish about the white man grabbing white cop's buttocks. legal records published by the county clerk confirm the suspect faced 6 charges, including assaulting an officer, battery, indecent exposure, and resisting arrest. Arraignment is scheduled for August 2nd, and he is held on a $10,000 bond. The arrest reports detailing the allegations against Rich said the suspect had been quote-unquote having fun watching women in the parking lot, and the information, which was based on witness statements, included an allegation that he was seen pleasuring himself.
Wait, this was all the same one?
Yeah.
Wait, just because he was seeing women in the parking lot, that's why he started... He started freedom fapping, I think it's called. Freedom fapping, yeah. Because it's still July, right? July's not over. Yeah, so it was a... Yeah, that's all it was.
Freedom fapping?
Yeah, a little self-liberty love.
I don't know about all that.
All right, so... something I said on the internet some time ago, but, you know, I don't repeat it all the time, and we barely talk about hip-hop or rap or any of that shit much.
Yeah.
Is that when it comes to me as a hip-hop head, as far as shit that I want to hear, first thing I want to hear is hard to predict or even just plain unpredictable rhymes, mm-hmm. right? The next thing I want to hear is dope delivery.
Yeah.
And no matter what your style is, what up?
Oh, I was gonna say, that was something I appreciated about that Chris Webby freestyle. I really thought he was gonna say apes, and he said snakes, and I was like, oh, good. Because I was like, don't make it preemptively racist! Ah.
And also, just be nice. Style, delivery, right? Like, whether you have a delivery like Marvelous of Sacramento, California, mm-hmm. or you have a delivery like I almost said Zigzag of Sacramento, California. I was like, fuck, same city. Okay. or like Raw Digga of New York.
Yes.
Right? Or Mia X of Louisiana. Different deliveries, but fucking dope styles. Mm-hmm. Like, they ride the beat well. And I can't just hear them do the setup and automatically know what the fucking the rhyme is going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, what? Let's say it's not a cappella, you know, we're mostly listening to songs here.
Yeah.
I want to hear a funky beat, you know, nice, something I can nod my noggin to. Mm-hmm. And you told me, check out this Meg Thee Stallion, because I'm seeing some folks that are saying this is dope, and you had already heard this.
Yeah, I'd already heard it. Yeah.
This person.
Yeah, and I was like, so a bunch of people were like, oh, Meg Thee Stallion, you know, spitting fire, like dopest female MC, like outshining Nicki and Cardi, which I would agree with, like, is better than Nicki and Cardi, but, you know, that's not like a high bar. But yeah, so people were like, oh, Meg Thee Stallion is like really fucking dope and really fucking dope. And I was like, all right, let me check it out. And I did. And I was like, this just not hitting to me. William, what do you think about this?
Oh, man. You saw the post. It's just all fucking weirdos.
People are still commenting. They're still mad about it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're off that now. Like, that was like Thursday or Friday. Like, it's about to be Monday, and I work every day. It's a blur, and I don't care.
Right.
Peace. But fucking, and folks, I don't give rappers a lot of chances. After I heard something, and it was whack, don't be linking me to the next thing. Yeah. Fucking, yeah. No.
It's, well, but also, because what we listened to specifically was a freestyle.
And that's, like, that is where you get the fuck off. When I hear about somebody new, I never go to the song. Mm-hmm. Like, go to the thing that's labeled freestyle, which, yeah, is not actually going to be a freestyle off the top. But that's where you get the fuck off. That's, like, some of the best promotion that you know you can get. And that's been a regular thing since, like, college radio and mixtapes since the late 90s and going into the early 2000s. Like, put out something labeled a freestyle, because this thing called the internet and these things called MP3s will travel your shit.
Right.
All right. And right before I play this audio so that people can hear what the fuck I heard, Theo Loco said Megan is just mediocre. Hey, all right, let's see.
DJ Quinn Rhino, man.
You're not okay. So let me go ahead and get a grip on that. Mm-hmm. That shit was turned up a wee bit. That came in hot, podcast listeners.
Tune into the sounds of the greatest.
Nigga, your money don't excite me. My wrist is just as icy. That's why I got these CEO niggas begging to wipe me. I got a type. I like a nigga with ice. I like a nigga with M's. I want a nigga that's fucking with me, so I know these bitches ain't fucking with him.
There's a level of Migo flow to that.
Yeah, there's. I said that on Twitter, and people really tried to drag me for it. Like, she's nothing like the Migos. I was like,
Like, now, that those are just words that you're saying because you know there's a negative conno to that.
Right.
You know, wipe me. I got a type. I like a nigga with ice. I like a nigga with M's. I want a nigga that's fucking with me, so I know these bitches ain't fucking with him.
Yes. M's with him.
Yes.
I'm always looking for rhymes like M and him.
Yes.
Like, I remember when, like, my nigga Kosis, this cat that I used to hang with way back when I was a teenager, still in Washington State. And I'd be like, did 50 Cent just rhyme good with hood? And he's like, yeah, man, but the shit banging. And I was like, go bang something else. He just rhymed good with hood on purpose.
A man that's under control. I want a nigga that act like a savage. I need a nigga that's rough in the bed. When I throw it back, I know he can handle it. Slipping out. Wait, my panties, make me call you daddy.
No, and it's an attempted fast flow, and it's still whack.
Okay, so just for the record, in May, I put up a Twitter poll and said, can Megan Thee Stallion spit or not? I said, I don't care about content or topic, just can she spit? Over 1,000 people responded, and 95% of them said yes. And 2% of people said the topics matter more.
Oh, yeah. That's why there's 2%. Yeah, I don't give a shit what someone's rapping about. Like, that's why I can so easily go from a Brother Lynch to a Talib Kweli to a Tech N9ne to a Marvelous to a Queen Latifah.
And then somebody in the comments said, maybe you should just listen to Rod Digga instead. And I was like, instant follow. Yep. Yes.
I think this is the one I heard.
Let's get ready to rumble!
All right. Even the DJ's whack.
Hey, okay, running up them bands, trying to ball till I fall. Running from his bitch, he gonna come when I call.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Interestingly enough, somebody in the comments linked that and said, follow me if you stan.
What? In the comments of your... That was the one?
Yeah.
So this is their shit.
It was this one, and then something, I think, called Fever Love? Fever Love. Or Stream Fever. Yeah. Yeah, this and something called Fever. Those were the only two, like, recommendations I got.
Ugh.
If it ain't by money. I was like,
I mean, it's Fire in the Booth. That's literally the name of this track.
OK, okay? Running up them bands, trying to ball till I fall. Oh, running from his bitch, he gon' come.
No, fire in the booth.
Because somebody said Fever, but that's her in the same outfit. Unless she just did two different...
Oh, that's the other one. That's the one with the fast flow.
That's not it.
When I call, if it ain't about money, then you know I ain't involved. Worry about these motherfucking haters, not at all. 9 times out of 10, I'm the realest bitch you know. If you ain't wanna pimp, then what you fucking with me for?
All right. What you fucking with me for? That's a serious question. Exactly what are you fucking with me for?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that shit is, that shit... I think we were both sitting here just kind of screw-faced. It's like, is this what we did with our irreplaceable time of the only lives we're going to live?
One more comment from my thread, because someone was commenting, and they're like, well, she's better than Nicki and Cardi. And I was like, yeah, but that's a low bar. Somebody said, you said Nicki Minaj is a low bar. Your opinion on the topic is null and void.
Oh, so okay. Considering that this person is a Nicki Minaj fan, I don't know, Talib Kweli gave Phoenix Kalita free tickets.
He did.
And folks that call in, remember on the Blog Talk Radio deal, you want to press 1 to notify that if you want to leave a comment, or if you're just tuned in and listening by telephone. I know folks do that on the Blog Talk Radio. I've done it before.
Yeah?
Just tune in by telephone.
Yeah?
So I didn't know what the hell else to do.
Huh.
Yeah, because you're still listening to it.
Huh.
Yeah, and when they press 1, then like a little blue thing comes up on the screen, and I'm like, oh yeah, man, they want to talk. All right, mm-hmm. Talking to you, 520. Posted up there in the joint.
Yes.
Phoenix Kalita has heat. You got some heat. Gangsta
okay.
Beat from the street.
So we did the trigger warning, so...
Oh, what is it?
Hashtag good cop story.
Outstanding, all right.
So a former deputy has been arrested, again with the fucking hard left turns on this show.
Yeah.
A former deputy has been arrested with gloves, a knife, and zip ties after allegedly going to meet a young girl for sex.
Like from one of those applications?
Yeah. So this is Canadian County, Oklahoma. Why the fuck they have a county named Canadian? Whatever.
Mad patriotism.
Oklahoma authorities say a former sheriff's deputy drove nearly 2 hours to meet a girl who he thought was 14 years old that he had befriended on social media. The Canadian County Sheriff's Office identified the man as 45-year-old Cullen Jones and confirmed he worked for the Pushmata County Sheriff's Department. During the conversation, it went downhill quick. He started talking instantly about various sexual acts, said Captain Adam Flowers, who is with the Canadian County Sheriff's Office. Things got to the 50 Shades of Grey type stuff, like bondage, you know, he's wanting to do it. Okay. Jones also told the girl, I like how they say the girl like she was a real person. You were talking to adult police officers, like there wasn't a girl, whatever. He also told the alleged girl that he wanted to act out a daddy-daughter sexual relationship with her. However, when he showed up, instead of meeting a teenage girl, Jones was met by two deputies and arrested quickly. In his truck, investigators say they found gloves, a knife, and zip ties. He was planning a homicide. Investigators say Jones allegedly had plans to do more than just have sex with the underage girl, which she's underage. By default, that's rape, but, you know, soft language. Flowers said he also wanted to film everything. He wanted to take videos and have her pose in different ways. He was very dominant in the conversation and the sex acts that he wanted. For one Canadian County family, the scary situation hits close to home. According to Valerie Williams, who has two teenage daughters, she said she regularly checks their phones. This person is not even related to this fucking story. What the fuck? I'm not even going to finish reading it.
Yeah, that was the journalist. Just they had a word count to fill.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, like, if police were actually useful and really did do their fucking jobs, they go back and open up some fuck. Like, did they put this fucker's age in there?
45, I think.
45? Shit, man, I say fucking go back 20 years and open up.
45.
Yeah. Open up cold cases that might connect to him that seem similar.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And also look at who he's arrested. Like, I just, you know, I could see some shit like that. Like he's arrested sex workers after raping them or something. Like, I could totally fucking see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, go back. But, you know, the other rapist cops aren't going to do that. They're just like, well, this is the rapist that got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Let him serve as an example of what we don't do.
Yes.
And. Wait, Theo Local said something. That's Houston. She flows. Let me see.
Houston. I like I had to get up all close to it. Shit, we need another screen, man.
Okay. He said she flows right there, but it's still mediocre. Yeah. You know, and I can admit that about shit I like. That's the problem. Like, these niggas, well, first off, they don't actually like shit. Like, especially these type of niggas in my Facebook comments, they don't actually like shit. They see that people who are popular in their little Facebook groups like it, so they pretend to, because they don't want to get digitally kicked out of friends you don't actually have, whatever,
ostracized from your community circle.
Yeah, so they fucking play along. It's all fucking performative. It's all bullshit, you know. But like, I'll tell you, like, the Brat Funkified album, one of my personal favorite albums. But if someone were to say it, she ain't spitting that nice, I'd be like, yeah, I know. but it's my shit. And I'm okay with some shit being my shit and someone else saying dead up, yo, that shit ain't hitting. I'm fine with that. But these niggas, they can't even handle that with shit they don't even honestly like.
Yeah.
Clowns. Can't take them serious. All right, Phoenix Leader has stuff on deck.
I don't know, because I don't know if we were like, oh.
Oh, are we ready? Oh, yeah. Oh, damn, the person that was tuned in hung up. I don't know if they were trying to leave a comment. But, yeah, if I don't see the notification thing, I don't want to, like, harass somebody who didn't want to talk.
I'm not even going to read the whole story. I think, like, the headline and the tagline says it all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Dozens of convicted criminals have been hired as cops in rural Alaska. Sometimes they're the only applicants. In one village, every cop has been convicted of domestic violence within the past decade, including the chief. And only one has received formal law enforcement training of any kind.
Yeah. There's nothing in the soundboard for that.
No. Yeah, one of the cops who works there served 6 years in prison because he was convicted of assault, domestic violence, vehicle theft, groping a woman, hindering prosecution, reckless driving, drunken driving, and choking a woman unconscious in an attempted sexual assault. Which, first of all, he only got 6 years. But yeah, so that explains why the rates of rape are so fucking high in Alaska, because the cops are blatant convicted rapists.
Well, he said attempted sexual assault?
Yeah.
That's why he only got 6 years. If it's a sexual assault, you get 6 months. America, 6 months. Okay,
but also domestic violence, assault, vehicle theft, groping, hindering prosecution, reckless driving, drunken driving, and choking someone unconscious.
Oh, vehicle theft. He took property. Yes. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
You can take women.
Yeah.
Unless they're property.
Of someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dark. Theo Loco said, the Brat is a goddess to me, specifically Funkified. Yeah, and you know what? For me too, specifically Funkified, because when the second album came out, you know, I was a poor teenager. And I spent money on that brand new. Yeah. And I was like, what happened? Like, that's one of those ones, like, I was so mad at how boring that second album was, I literally gave it away. Like, I didn't even try to, like, hey, man, $5 for this Brat album, brand new. No, I was just like, get this away from me. But yeah, the Funkified album, back from the 6-0, 6-4-4, full of endo, untypical, it's the badass. Yeah, I mean, that's my shit. You know what? I'll just pop it open. 409. I'll go ahead and make your microphone hot. 409.
Yeah. How the hell they make a rapist police chief?
How do they make rapist police chief?
I just don't understand it. I just don't get that. I'm lost for words. Goddamn it.
Yeah, so apparently, according to the article, in Alaska in particular, police are not very well paid, and so nobody applies for the position. And so basically, if you happen to be a registered sex offender and a rapist or a wife beater or whatever, if you apply, you're going to get the job because nobody else applied. And that's just how it happened.
They definitely need somebody to police the police up there, because their police chief pulled over a female that he thinks is, I don't know what goes on in the rapist's mind, but if he pulls over a female, and he definitely needs somebody to police their police chief.
Oh, yeah. There's actually been a lot of cases where that's happened, especially with, like, Native Indigenous women, where they've been raped by police during arrests. There's actually a case we covered maybe, like, 2 years ago where police had someone had a woman handcuffed in a car, and they were doing, like, multiple calls at once. So she was arrested for, like, drunk in public or some, like, little bullshit like that. And they also arrested a dude on domestic violence and did not handcuff him and left them in the back of the car together while the cop got out. And he actually raped her in the backseat of the car, and nobody did anything about it. Or even shit, we covered a case where a woman was in someone's car and he was trying to rape her, and she got out of the car and ran into someone's house. Like, just walked into their house because she was running away from this man and was like, call the police, this man's trying to hurt me. And police arrested her for trespassing and, like, breaking and entering.
That was a couple months ago, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And then, caller, are you on, like, a Bluetooth, or do you have headphones in?
No, I got y'all on speakerphone. I'm in the kitchen cooking while I'm listening to y'all.
Okay. Oh, that's fresh.
Wait, but what are you making?
I'm making risotto with spinach and mozzarella stuffed chopsticks.
I am down for that. I'm here for all of that. Yeah. But yeah, so
hey, I cook like a fat person. I eat like a fat person.
And Jess Loco even left a comment in the archive chat space on the Facebook saying, I love that album so much as a kid. And wasn't like, as far as like a...
But Jess is from the West Coast.
The Brats from Joliet.
Yeah,
but... I mean, Chicago.
Funkified is a classic. It needs to be in every hip-hop head car. Or on every hip-hop head playlist. It's a classic, period.
And what's fun, it's an easy, digestible classic. The album is only, like, a half hour long. It's only 9 tracks. Yeah. Like, bang that shit.
But 9 tracks of fire, though.
Yes. Yeah. Plus, if you like it rough
around. 9 tracks of fire. Yeah. Man, I'm biased. The Brat's my personal favorite. The Brat and MC Light, I'm that's my ball right there.
Yeah. All right, let's see. All right, so we're gonna mute your microphone. You can press 1 and let us know if you want to comment again. And Phoenix Cleater is gonna move forward. Phoenix Cleater has more news,
yes.
More comment, more wine cellar.
Yes.
I'm just gonna go back to Facebook and watch out there because I'm about to get ready to eat.
Oh, okay. Word up. Eat the food.
Enjoy the risotto. But, take a picture for me.
Y'all keep staying dope, and I'm gonna tune in whenever I have time. Y'all the dopest ever.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. That's
nice.
That is polar opposite from the previous
call. You're racist. You should be ashamed of yourself. Okay, nigga, whatever. So a student who was arrested for wearing a gorilla mask to a Black Lives Matter rally has been cleared of almost all charges.
Almost all charges?
Yes.
What's he still charged with?
A misdemeanor for some bullshit.
What's the story?
A former East Tennessee State University student who police said disrupted an on-campus Black Lives Matter rally while wearing a gorilla mask and dangling bananas on a rope was cleared of most charges Wednesday. A jury found Tristan Retke guilty of one misdemeanor. Yes, I did not make his fucking name, okay? His parents did that on purpose. They found Tristan Retke guilty of one misdemeanor count of disrupting a meeting and not guilty of counts of civil rights intimidation and disorderly conduct. The jury recommended a $500 fine.
And this is a student, right?
Yep.
This is good. Remember, folks, we're just going to wait for racists to die out.
Yep.
All right.
Police said Retke came to a protest barefoot in overalls, wearing a gorilla mask and dangling bananas tied with a rope. Witnesses who had been participants in the rally testified he used racial slurs, tried to intimidate them, and make them fearful. asked by an assistant district attorney how the gorilla mask and strung-up bananas made them feel. People from the rally said on the stand the incident evoked thoughts and feelings of racism and slavery. No shit. The area where the rally took place has a fountain dedicated to the first African-American students to attend the university, which is considered a free speech zone. Where students can openly express their beliefs and opinions about issues, according to the Johnson City Press. However, Retke's attorney, Patrick Denton, argued that his client was exercising his freedom of speech and did not intimidate anyone. He says his client was counter-protesting the Black Lives Matter rally. What is he? He's a heckler, said Denton on Tuesday. He's a heckler for that protest, and as much as the district attorney doesn't want to acknowledge, that's speech. And obviously it is. We understand that.
It's also abuse of colloquialism, because that's not protest. Like, when they said heckler, that is that's almost more accurate, but yeah. The Black Lives Matter folks were not performing, so he was not heckling. He was actually harassing and intimidating, and quite frankly, an act of terrorism is terrorizing.
Yeah.
And because he was not there in for what redress of government.
Right.
Yeah, they were.
Right.
Because the police are government. So they were protesting government acts, government positions, behavior.
Right.
And he was just there harassing them and laws.
Yeah.
Which is why all cops are bad cops. You can't be a good cop because you uphold bad laws.
Mm-hmm. A video from the day of the incident shows Retke attempting to distribute bananas from a burlap sack to demonstrators. The sack had a Confederate flag on it, and he also held up a sign that said Lives Matter.
Right? So, yeah, the Confederate flag. Just displaying that on purpose, quite frankly, is an act of terrorism, and it's deliberately trying to claim segregation. I was listening to a compilation program, so I don't know exactly which show this comment came from, but, like, it was actually, like, folks from the South that were interviewed that said, I mean, yeah, you don't have a sign up that says whites only. You just have a Confederate flag instead.
Yep.
And so, like, literally, folks in, like, Mississippi and whatnot, black folks, they just don't go to a place because there's a Confederate flag there. That means you're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not de facto. It's still legal segregation.
Yep.
And looking at the archive chat space, Mohana the Dancer said, I always let everyone in earshot hear the podcast. And Jess Loco said, listening on the porch with no headset. I wish we could be on the porch, but we would have to fucking put citronella in a pot and boil that shit and fucking put up 5 bug zappers or it's going down.
Right.
We will get mosquitoized.
Yes.
Handily.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. But there's more to this one.
Oh, no, that was it for that one.
That was the whole deal. That was the whole business.
That was the whole business.
You ain't even have any more story left.
Well, I thought we were doing the, you want to do the...
What's it?
The indigenous...
Oh, shit, yeah, you got them queued up?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So, if you don't know, apparently,
And you did this on a Swapcast already.
I did,
which,
yes.
Folks, you can search in iTunes and Stitcher Radio, Swapcast, S-W-O-P, cast, one word. And that will, you can subscribe and get Phoenix Kalita's Swapcast regularly in your feed.
Oh, by the way, someone on Twitter who's listening tweeted a few minutes ago. Sorry, I haven't been able to check Twitter regular. Said that, by the way, it's legal for cops to have sex with sex workers in Alaska. Which is, one of those things where you're like... in order to prove that the sex worker is committing a crime, you can have sex with the sex worker. But also keep in mind, in Alaska, any sort of prostitution charge is an automatic trafficking charge. So you can literally be charged with trafficking yourself because a cop paid you for a blowjob.
And then the cop... And then, wait, and isn't that just money that the department gives the cop?
Yeah.
So that they can do that?
Yeah.
So he didn't even actually pay...
So it's like taxpayer money... given to cops so they can entrap sex workers and then rape sex workers because they're not consenting or not, you can't have informed consent if you don't know who the person is or that you're going to be arrested, and then you're charged with trafficking yourself.
So, for you second waivers out there that are against decrim, just know that your taxpayer dollars are going to that.
They're okay with that.
Even if you don't live in Alaska, because, If you're against decrim and you're in California, one of the biggest economies, your money does go to the federal government, and the federal government does disperse that to other states. Mm-hmm. You're paying for it.
Yeah, and actually, speaking of Swapcast, I did a brief segment about that, about the laws, because people don't know that they changed the trafficking law, and like, you can literally be charged with sex trafficking yourself for engaging in consensual sex work. That's where the fucking laws are.
Yeah. Welcome to the Wine Cellar, where you'll actually know what the fuck is going on.
We are here to edutain you. All right, so speaking of sex work, as we know, or should know by now, all swerfs are TERFs and all TERFs are swerfs, meaning that people who hate sex workers also hate trans people, in particular trans women.
One of these days, there's gonna be somebody who's not both.
I've heard that that's more of a thing in, like, Europe.
Word.
Yeah, because somebody was saying, like, in Ireland, they have weird... Like, they've lived in America, they just moved to Ireland. Connor Habib, by the way, who you should follow on Twitter, because I love him. But has said, like, because he's done, like, gay male porn and whatnot, and so, of course, obviously active in sex worker circles, but has said he's come across people who support sex workers' rights but are TERFs. Like, in Ireland.
Oh, you know what? There was that one cis white woman that... did not go viral. We could argue viral in our circles, mm-hmm. Because stuff that she was saying about trans women, but she does pornography and sex work.
Yeah.
Huh, yeah. All right. You know, shut up, William.
But yeah, I think that generally that's a thing, and I find it especially with people who are very outspoken about sex work are often very outspoken about trans issues. And so, apparently what they have been doing, which I didn't know about until very recently, is that apparently there's this thing where cis white women are saying that they're native or indigenous because they're indigenous to womanhood because they were born with vaginas.
Yeah, they were born in Womania.
And of course, you know, like, there's... When you say native or you say indigenous, people assume you mean, like, you know, like Native American, right? Like First Nations or maybe like Aboriginal if you're talking about Australia. So it's already, like, misleading. So they call themselves natives. And just a little background on this. Apparently someone named Sheila Jeffries wrote a book called Gender Hurts and talked about female bodies having womanhood native to them. So that was about 2007. And then... And this third I found out, actually, it shows up in 1979. Janice Raymond talks a lot about native-born women and native bodies to talk about the difference between cis bodies and gender assigned in birth in a book called The Transsexual Empire, and also mentions that trans women are colonizing cis feminism and destroying it. So it's like white women are now claiming to be native and calling other people colonizers.
Yes, complaining about that shit. 1979?
Yeah.
Before my biological sister was even born.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. The cis really are at it again and again and again.
Mm-hmm. And now this is recent to me. I was not aware of all this, but somebody called me a colonizer, and I was like, what the fuck? And someone called me white, too, and I was like... It's in my name on Twitter. My ad is uppity negress. Like, what the fuck? So they call me a colonizer because apparently supporting sex workers because sex work is a colonial, white, cis, hetero, patriarchal institution or something, which is weird because I could have sworn sex work existed outside of the Western world as we know it.
No.
But whatever.
No. Nobody else does that shit.
Nobody else has ever done sex work.
Fuck.
And so apparently supporting it makes you a colonizer. So I was, like, starting to look this up with, like, sex workers as colonizers. And, of course, I stumbled across this because, again, the huge, overlap between swerfs and TERFs. And so I'm looking through this, like, through various threads. And I see this woman on Twitter named Rebecca Reed. Her at is ReedBeckReb, okay? And it says, former journalist... current autism mom and feminist, which autism mom should already be a fucking clue. And feminist, right? And from Canada, by the way. Lives in Ontario. Born and raised in Canada.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Says, first, I'm technically native to my homeland of the UK. Genetic studies prove the vast majority of the white population are indigenous. So now she's claiming because her roots are from the UK, she's an indigenous person.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Being native has nothing to do with race and all about where your ancestors are from if they were there first. Because we know how white people were in Canada first.
Yeah. I mean, I did do that casual riff when I was just covering a story out of there, and I saw that the name of a place was called Newfoundland.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm pretty sure that they probably prefer that I pronounce it Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm.
I will not. You shouldn't have spelled it like that if you didn't want me to fucking say it like that. Newfoundland, where people already live.
Rebecca continues. I don't identify as white. That's for Americans. I'm not American. I'm from a foreign land. Because you know how white people only exist in America? There are no white people in South Africa. There's no white people in Australia. There's no fucking white people in Europe. They're indigenous.
They've dropped their, like, the very fact that they're European, they have now just denied and just invented this new American thing. Like, they fell out of the fucking sky, like, just American.
Fuck yeah.
You didn't start here.
They don't care. And then this person continues, second.
Yes.
Biological women are native to womanhood. We are the indigenous women. We came here before you. We existed before you existed.
No. You can't just say that sentence and just dance it forward. We came here before you?
Yeah. We came before you.
If I were to be nitpicky, which that is to say if I was to just be myself.
You persnickety-ass old man.
On some level, these cis women are calling themselves trans by saying we came here before you.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you indigenous, but you also came here?
Yeah. But see, that's also like, well, hold on, let me finish the tweet before I get into my commentary. We existed before you existed. I won't use the term native, but it fits. Mind you, says I won't use the term native, but it fits. But the first fucking sentence says biological women are native to womanhood. It's all in the same tweet. You only get like 240 characters.
And Theo Loco in the archive chat space left two things. One, Alaska was a shithole country for that.
Hmm.
And the second one, sex work is... I hate glaucoma. Sex work is older than colonialism.
Yeah. And so here's my whole thing. They're saying, we came before you, we're indigenous. Like, how are you calling people colonizers for colonizing other cultures? Right? Other cultures, in this particular, African cultures, West African cultures, right? Where slaves were imported from, for the most part. Fucking native, you know, what we now in the America call the Americas, the indigenous cultures, a lot of them had a much broader concept of gender than a binary, right? You didn't necessarily have to be one of two genders. So it's like, how the fuck are you using a white colonial construct of gender to call other people colonizers when you literally colonized all our shit? And then you won't even admit that you're fucking white?
I guess they are white. That's the thing. It's like they've compartmentalized white from European. It's like now white is American and European is European. And according to Richard Spencer, Jews are Jews. Whatever.
But you know what, though? I wonder if that's also like admitting there's a distinction. Because you know how white Americans love to be on that, like, love it or leave it. It's our flag. If you don't like it, go the fuck back where you came from bullshit. Y'all niggas can't go back where the fuck y'all came from because Europe don't want your crusty asses.
What's the pride flag originated in McMurka?
Oh, probably.
Wouldn't that make it an American flag?
Yes.
If you don't like it, you can leave. Right? The trans pride flag?
Yeah, because remember that shit? People were like, if Obama gets in for his second term, I'm leaving. Nigga, where the fuck you gonna go? Nobody's gonna take you. Unless you're going to one of these quote-unquote shithole countries. But, like, you can't fucking get accepted into fucking Finland. Fucking Sweden's not gonna take your ass. Germany doesn't give a fuck about you.
And also, you can't leave because over the past half century, the fucking capitalists that you support so much have depressed your wages to keep your ass here. You ain't going nowhere.
Someday I'll own this boot. And so, this Twitter thread I was in, we were talking about sex work, and they showed up and started calling us NELFs.
NELF.
NELF. N-E-L-F, a NELF.
You could, that's that desperation, that's that reactionary shit. They've been wanting to have one for years.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, fuck, they're calling us, because you know what, let's keep it all the way greasy. TERF and SWERF, they sound kind of cool to say.
They do.
It's like, and, shut the fuck up, TERF.
And also because it sounds like surf and turf.
I like the that's food, right?
Yeah, it's food, but it's like both, right? So it's like seafood and like a steak. So it's like a lobster and a steak. So, but it's like, you know, the merging of the both worlds, right? Like the red meat and the seafood. So it's like when you say swerf and turf, it's the merging of the trans hate and the sex worker hate. It just goes together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swerf and turf. Yeah, you know, they wanted one for a while.
So we're NELFs.
Yeah.
You want to guess what a NELF is?
Niggas, East Side, Long Beach football.
I was given two definitions. One of them, which apparently this is what I am, y'all. I learn new things about myself every day. In addition to being white and a colonizer, I am also a native exclusionary libertarian free marketer.
A free marketer? How do you practice free marketing?
How do I practice? Oh, wait, I'm native exclusionary because native means white cis women. I forgot.
Okay, oh, so you're like that place, that yoga studio in Seattle.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And let me see if I could find the other one. Somebody gave me another fucking definition for it. It was, I think... Oh, shoot. Oh, maybe I didn't save that one screenshot. But it was something like, Native exclusionary liberal feminist.
Native exclusionary
liberal feminist.
Why are you gonna call us libras?
Why are you calling me a feminist?
Why? Because when you say TERF, feminist is in that, so I get to put feminist in my slur for you.
Okay, y'all, so this is what's happening. This is their bold fucking idea.
That is like when you're a fucking... And see, yeah, because they're goddamn childish. That's why this thought applies. It's like when a child is listening to rap music and they dig it and they have a favorite rapper. And then one day they're like, I'm gonna fucking write my own rap. And the first thing they do is bite their favorite rapper's style and diss their favorite rapper doing it.
Yeah.
You are their favorite rapper. They want your style, and they want to dish you with it. There's some comments there that I don't want to miss there.
Yes. Uh-huh. But don't worry, it gets better. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. So, it looks like Theo Loco said, doobie-doop-doop, as I move the microphone in. He said, she explained it shitty, but in Europe, one is a nationality before one is a color. In USA, the other way around.
Yeah, I can dig that.
Huh.
But they're still white. Like, come on. They are. Because you know what? That's the thing, though, is they want to pull that, like, European-style bullshit to avoid accountability for whiteness while explicitly doing violent white shit. And it's like, no. I'm not having it.
And Mohana the Dancer said, but it's only still for the white Europeans. Ask a Nigerian European if they claim their nationality first. I'm guessing not. Hell, even here, like fucking, again, like my birth last name was Washington, and a lot of my family was from around Virginia. And But somebody out here whose last name is O'Flaherty would be considered American,
right,
while I'm African-American.
Right. Mm-hmm. Funny how that works.
You know. Freckles and all that love.
Freckles and all that love. And so then somebody who, this one of these people who's calling me a NELF, the libertarian free marketer one, that one.
Fucking NELF.
Yeah. I quote tweeted her, because I'm a quote tweeter. If you say some shit that pisses me off, I'm going to fucking quote tweet you because you're ridiculous and you deserve it. And I said, keep calling slave descendants colonizers. Show all your colors. And, I said, whatever. And so then this person is trying to, like, put up pictures of my tweets. And this disingenuous ass shit happened. They said, meanwhile, we just passed, they're talking about, they're from Hawaii, we just passed the first and only law to de facto decrim sex workers in the U.S. while you're fighting for pedophiles, but thanks for playing. Okay.
Oh, that's the one where they screenshot one but they didn't do the whole thread. They just took one comment out of your thread.
No. They took half of a tweet.
Oh, it wasn't even the whole tweet.
Yeah, so what they put up in their screenshot was me saying, y'all had the energy to bitch about how a 15-year-old can't consent to sex work? And that's all they put up without context. The actual tweet, which I tweeted underneath them, is, y'all have the energy to bitch about how a 15-year-old can't consent to sex work? Keep that same energy for calling out abusive foster care homes, bigots who put out their LGBTQ kids, and the massive wealth inequality that results in teens even needing to trade sex for food.
But you see, no, if you wanted her to fucking screenshot the whole thing, then you should not have been a NELF. Because by being a NELF, you're a free marketer, which means she can freely market whichever part of your tweet she wants. So she's just going by your ideology, you NELF.
Wait, if I'm the free marketer, that means I'm the one in charge. I get to make the rules.
No, it's by the people, for the people, or something. See? Self-governance.
No.
Well, NELF? That shit, it does.
It sounds so tacky.
Yeah, it doesn't flow, man. You just put an N on ELF, and on some level, that sounds racist, just saying it like that. They're calling you a nigger ELF. They are.
And then she tagged her black friend, and her black friend told me that Audre Lorde is disappointed in me.
How do you know? How do you know that? See, don't say things like that, people. Don't say, because that's the first thing to say is, did she tell you?
And I said, Maya Angelou is disappointed in you.
I'll just pick out someone that's alive. Actually, I can't even be disappointed in you. I don't know you. This is our first interaction. So quite literally, this is the context with which I will see anything else you say.
Yes, I am disappointed in you. Really? And wanting to decriminalize sex workers makes you a fucking libertarian free marketer now?
Yeah. Yeah, a neo. Wait, what's the N? What is
Native it? Native exclusionary libertarian free marketer.
Excluding cis women.
White, well, particularly white cis women, but yeah.
Well, we're going to have to tell some of the people that subscribe to the Patreon that we exclude them now.
Oh, no. You got to tell Mo. Sorry, Mo.
Shit's bugged out, yo. Fucking Theo Loco in the archive chat space. I'm gonna work on this glaucoma. Need some carrots or something.
Just wait till that weed gets legal.
Fucking Theo Loco said they will say things like, "I'm Nigerian with a German passport." Oh, they're talking.
Oh, yeah.
I love when the chat space starts talking to each other. That shit hasn't happened in a while. I remember, I think that was way back when we were still doing telephone audio.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, I'm trying to read these. Oh, fuck, they're talking to each other. Fuck, yeah, make friends. Fuck it, you know? Good, build community.
Nice.
And maybe one day we'll fucking get a government grant or something and we can all live near each other.
That would be nice.
That's what the fuck we need. We can live near each other. Folks, I have hella tools. I can fix shit.
You have all the tools. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it trips me out that it's like, it's not just that I have a crowbar. but for some preventative maintenance jobs, I need a fucking crowbar. That's not something I've ever thought I'd need in my life. As a child, teenager growing up, to my understanding, crowbars were something that criminals needed in New York to steal cars. That fucking, you know, that there were white dudes who had a rough go of it and had on blue jeans and leather vests and needed a car now. And that's what crowbars were for.
Well,
But no.
No.
I need crowbars so I can... Because Skittles and Starburst exist.
Yes.
And a giant vacuum cleaner in a machine room that runs Skittles and Starburst. I posted a video of myself working in that room. That shit is sticky as fuck. And to disassemble that machine, you have to use the crowbar to pry that shit apart.
I don't know, man. We appreciate your labor because we like Skittles.
Yeah. Yeah. And saying that, as I'm pretty sure the homie Theo Loco has Trayvon on his profile picture.
Yes.
There's Tally Loco.
Hey, Tally.
Said the tool video. Talking about the toolbox video from inside the store?
One of these things is not like the other.
Because the Craftsman toolbox was very different from the how come I'm losing it? What's the name of that other one I get?
Oh,
Stanley. Yeah, Stanley. And folks, I really am a Stanley tool head. I love their rubber grip on their tools. And then, in full irony, I was just looking for cheap work jeans and saw Stanley work jeans in my size for $11. It's like, yes. Yeah, and then one of the toolboxes I got was a Stanley because it was red tagged for $21.96.
I think so.
Yeah, I would remember that.
Hmm.
Damn, archive chat space. I don't know if they're still just talking to each other. Folks, we live. You can call in 347-857-3937.
Nigga, you forgot the number.
Been doing that number. Well, it's 2019, right? 7 years of that number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn, Theo Locus said, I got like 4 crowbars, and I never used any of them. He said, if it ain't computers, I can't fix it. I can cook, chop trees, and cut grass, though. That's right, Theo Locus was Lawns for Less, right?
Yes.
That's right. If you're in Texas, stop being overcharged for your lawn care. Go to fucking Lawns for Less. If you're in Texas, stop going to subpar dog groomers. Go to Raymond Loco, Raymond Lawson, the Jazzy Pup, and get your fucking dog a proper trim. All right? I think he's going to know how to do fades. You ever seen a dog with a fade?
I can imagine a poodle with a fade.
All right. Imagine like a fade with a curly top. You put some activator in that motherfucker. That's a slick ass poodle. Gonna look like fucking gonna look like Charlie Murphy on the Chappelle Show when he basically doesn't like what I'm saying. He's not feeling it.
Nigga said put activator on a poodle.
Jesus Christ! When a light skinned nigga gets so mad, they get a little darker. What happened? Let's see. Pop the phone line open for 712. And I do have a story queued up, folks, as we go across through this. Hey, you have a story queued up, too?
Yep.
All right, 712. Your microphone is, whoa, very staticky.
I just called to say I love you.
Ah.
I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I should not be saying
that. Exactly.
There you go.
How are you doing?
Yep.
Jess is goofy. How are you doing, Jess?
Ups and downs.
Yeah. How's the
chemoneuropathy's been kicking my butt all night.
Yeah. How's the porch life going? Are you enjoying the show from the porch?
I had to come back in. It was too hot.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Shoot.
Now you're on the TV in the living room.
Oh, okay. I feel famous. It's like being a celebrity.
You're on the big screen.
See, what? That's what you actually do, Phoenix Kalita. You're not in those whack groups anymore.
You know, okay, in my defense, they have taken a downturn since I started. Okay?
Well, then I have some pretty hard-hitting topics.
No. No.
Yeah, Phoenix is just hating. She's being a hater and a clout chaser at the same time. To my understanding.
What? Your understanding is incorrect, sir.
Tally Loco said, music break, hell yeah.
I love it.
And I will say, Phoenix is more of a Gelfling after the Dark Crystals.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I would do more music breaks, but I would just have to be careful about playing stuff I won't get a copyright hit for. So you folks would... You would get a bunch of underground.
Oh, here's hoping
rap.
I don't ding you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, YouTube is really, like, picky about that.
Oh, yeah, and if we're on Facebook Live, Facebook Live will kick you off.
Ugh. Hate that.
Here's hoping I was off-key enough, then.
I think as long as the music isn't underneath, we're good.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just, that was hot. You gotta remember, like, Phoenix married me for some reason, and she has to hear pure nonsense. Like, yeah, when I'm not off work, and I'm all cabin fevered up, and I don't know what's going on, I'm just going around just, and the white man ain't got no rights, because the Jews came and took them away. Then they went and found some Negroes to help them today. That's bullshit. I'm just freestyling, and it's no good. Fiends shouldn't have to deal with that.
But it's fun. Musicals do happen in real life.
Okay. See, there you go. Musicals do happen in real life.
I'm gonna. What do you got?
Oh, I was gonna do my story.
Yes, ma'am.
Because since we're singing, apparently,
yes,
this you can do like if we had that Lil Nas,
Little Nas X.
I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
Oh, I'm like Trey D. I haven't heard it.
I can't no more. A man in California, not Florida, has been arrested for drunk driving while riding a horse.
Wait a second. Wait.
Yes.
Was the horse a Mustang? What kind of joke is this?
No, it was a real horse. It's not a car reference. It was a real horse.
But isn't the horse driving itself... Isn't that the original self-driving vehicle? Aren't you really just giving the horse suggestions?
I'm gonna take my horse to the old town. Santa Cruz County, California. Proof that the CHP will arrest a person caught drinking and riding. The Santa Cruz CHP posted pictures on Instagram of the stop. It happened Sunday on State Route 251 and College Road near Santa Cruz. The officer performed a DUI test on the man riding a horse and then arrested him.
Was he riding the horse erratically? How do you even know?
I don't know. He has been charged with a DUI
in the
public... Oh, go ahead.
I said swerving in the saddle.
Swerving in the saddle, see?
Is that a song?
Could be.
Swerving in the saddle.
Yes.
All right, we'll work on that.
He's been charged with a DUI and public intoxication. By the way, the horse's name is Soraya, and a family member took the horse home, and the man riding Soraya was taken to a sobering center.
A sobering center? I want to know what...
They mean the drunk tank.
Okay, because sobering center, that doesn't even say... Oh, but you mean they mean the... Because I'm like, yo, what fucking class privilege county are they in where you have sobering centers?
They meant the drunk tank. The CHP reminds us all that it is illegal to ride, also to ride a bicycle, motorized scooter, hoverboard, or golf cart while under the influence.
Wait, which one was it? Wait, so what about what, like one of those Power Wheels cars?
Was not charged with a DUI. Was charged with public intoxication.
Yeah. What state was that?
I don't know. Florida, maybe.
There's a whole lot of probably to the Florida part.
Wait. Let me see. Which, if y'all missed that story, a woman got drunk and got into a Power Wheels truck and got arrested. And then couldn't be charged with a DUI because it wasn't actually a vehicle. South Carolina.
Did you put that on the Becky Lives Matter page?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, South Carolina.
And let me see. I'm missing comments in the archive chat space. And also, I think our instrumentals went away.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they really did. They stopped. Huh. That's bugged out. Phoenix, Tally Loco said, freestyles for the free market. And Theo Loco said, years ago, I took my wife to the movies, and a dude pulled up with a horse, parked it like a car, and went in and watched him a movie.
What the fuck?
And, okay, Mohana the Dancer said, sobering center equals detox. And Tally Loco said, that's a euphemism. Y'all been swerving in the saddle. That's how you got that baby. Oh! Theo Loco said, public intoxication is a fucked up charge. Basically, they saying you can walk home drunk from the bar. It's a DUI if you can't walk home drunk from the bar, but it's a DUI if you drive. And isn't that so pro for the market? Because now, so they're saying, you have to call a cab. You're going to have to spend money. You're required to spend money because freedom. And also, remember, folks, we do have a, we do trigger warn this here program. And this hit my feed today. I am a little late on it. I'm late on everything, folks, because I think I'm on my third or fourth week in a row of 7-day work weeks and fluctuating hours from 8 to 14. And so I do fall behind on things, but folks may know the name Monica Roberts, the person who does TransGrio, which is a website I started going to, I think, in 2013. And Monica Roberts is the person that really did the hardcore push to start getting trans women properly identified in news reports so that their friends, or some might even say their real family, can find them and know what happened to them when they're missing. Because when they get misgendered, then to their real family, one might say, they're disappeared. They're never going to find them. All right, so this is on newnownext.com, subsidiary of Logo, the television station. And a South Carolina trans woman shot and killed and misgendered in reports. North Charleston police said Denali Berry's Stucky was, quote, dressed as a female, end quote. And this article is up by Brandon Voss 13 hours ago. A black transgender woman was shot and killed this weekend in North Charleston, South Carolina. And they have an embedded tweet by Monica Roberts. It says, number 12, rest in power and peace. Hashtag stop killing us. Hashtag black trans lives matter. Grio.blogspot.com. There we go. I thought I was going to frack that up. Dancing it forward with this article on newnownext.com by Brandon Voss. The woman has been identified as Denali Berry's Stucky, reported by TransGrio. And the police officers responded to a call early Saturday morning and found Stucky dead at the scene with a gunshot wound and her body lying by the side of the road on Carner Avenue. Now, when you know someone's been murdered, I don't like when the wording is found dead, but found murdered. Like, don't remove the violence. Like, they didn't just fucking just some sort of instantaneously somehow transition from alive to dead. You found them murdered.
Yes.
And there's there are several embedded tweets because that's how we do articles now. And Stucky, a 29-year-old individual, is it 34 years old that black trans women are known to live to?
Yes.
And so Stucky made it to 29 and has been misgendered and deadnamed by local media outlets. And so asked if they were investigating the incident as a possible hate crime, a North Charleston Police Department representative said it was being investigated as a homicide. No arrests have been made.
Hmm.
Yes, I know that part surprises you.
Well, you know, it happens sometimes. I'd actually be more surprised if this person actually gets convicted, so, you know.
And it looks like my face was on a different screen, so then I looked back at the other screen, and Jess Loco was off the phone and said, all right, gonna hang up so I can crawl back to the couch and get the feet back up. Love you, and a green heart.
Aww.
Yeah, that's a, and that is technically an emoji.
Yeah.
A green heart.
I think so.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, neighbors. All right, and Phoenix Kalita, what do you have over there from, is that Channel 7 News?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So apparently, parents are, because we hate fucking poor people in America, parents are told that they could lose custody of their kids over unpaid school lunches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is, if you don't pay for the school lunch, then the kids can't eat and they instantly die. And that's how you lose them.
They do instantly die. Also, I mean, fuck Jeff Bezos paying his taxes. A Pennsylvania school district is warning that children could end up in foster care, which is also taxpayer-funded, so that's what the parents would be paying for, but all right. So they're warning children could end up in foster care if parents do not pay overdue school lunch bills. The letters were sent out recently to about 1,000 parents in the Wyoming West Valley School District, and have led to complaints from parents and a stern rebuke from the Luzerne County Child Welfare Authorities. The district says it's trying to collect more than $20,000 and that other methods to get parents to pay have not been successful. Four parents owe at least $450 apiece. Now, how is it that they can even ring up a bill for $450? I've never had my child in a school, either of my children in a school, where if you had more than, like, $15 to $20 of unpaid lunches, they kept letting your kid eat. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Bullshit. Like, it's almost like they did it on purpose because they wanted this news to get out there.
Right.
Like, they were making an example.
Right.
Which, yeah, I mean, this California?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. All right. All right, what else is going on in this story?
So the letter claims unpaid lunch bills could lead to dependency hearings and removal of children for not providing them with food. You can be sent to dependency court for neglecting your child's right to food. The result may be your child being taken from your home and placed in foster care, according to the letter. After complaints, district officials announced they plan to send out a less threatening letter next week. Mm-hmm. Luzerne County's manager and child welfare agency director have written to the superintendent, insisting that the district stop making what they call false claims. Their letter calls the district's actions troubling and a misrepresentation of how children and youth services departments work and how the foster care system operates. Wyoming Valley's West lawyer, Charles Coslett, said he did not consider the letters to be threatening. We're going to take your fucking kids away from you? That's not threatening? Hopefully it gets their attention, and it certainly did, didn't it? I mean, if you think about it, you're here this morning because some parents cried foul because he or she doesn't want to pay a debt attributed to feeding their kids. How shameful. Okay.
But, all right, but if the kids are not starving, then they're clearly eating at home. So that fucking denying your kids food shit, disingenuous bullshit lie.
Mm-hmm. And also it's like, so if all these kids end up in foster care, they have foster care money, but they don't have lunch money.
Whoa. Which, it's just like, just fucking, the school has a janitor, it has teachers, mm-hmm. fucking office workers that aren't even teachers. Some schools have a nurse on staff.
Yeah.
What, principal, vice principal?
Yeah.
What, districts be having superintendents and shit? Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of people involved in this whole system, all taxpayer funded.
Yep.
They can't just make the fucking, the meat slab and crinkle cut fuck fries and fucking shitty little milk taxpayer funded too.
I mean, why don't they just cut the principal's salary until all the back pay is up?
The superintendent's salary?
Also that. The fucking, the school board's salary if they get one.
Oh, and school boards are, you know, I wonder, do school boards pay a salary?
I don't know. I think it depends on the district you're in.
Yeah, because I think that's some shit, like, if folks could, like, lefty-headed folks to run for school board.
Yeah.
You know, that's some shit I would, like, if I had the kind of time, I can't with how I have to work, but fucking, yeah, if I could run for school board and work part-time, yeah, I'd fucking jump on a school board. And I could probably do a decent run for city council. I know, I can talk to a motherfucker, you know? Yeah. And, yeah, man, because school boards are deliberately used for resegregation. That's a thing, like, if you go back to articles from, like, 2010, that happened a lot, like, really at the same time as a lot of redistricting, like gerrymandering and white supremacists getting on school boards and then doing this whole thing with neighborhood schools. Watch for that language. When you see neighborhood schools, they mean get them nigger kids away from my school. Mm-hmm. Indeedly do, neighbor.
Yep.
All right, let's take a look at the archive chat space, and I do see the telephone line over there, not ignoring that. So, at the archive chat space, we have dooba doop doop bop skibbity boop bop ba flibby doo. Shocked that a philanthro capitalist hasn't come through to pay the bill yet. Huh, one of those groups, like, what's that group that like buys people's debt and deletes it?
Oh, I don't know the name of that group.
Some sort of debt relief, something like that.
But then even remember, there was an issue with another school district that had a bunch of money out because of unpaid school lunches, and so someone, like, fundraised and raised the money, and the school wouldn't take it. Remember that?
That's fucking sadistic. The Tally Local in the archive chat space said, a friend dying of cancer because healthcare, damn, Facebook makes it hard to see these comments. Withheld from those who can't pay, and I know she'll be misgendered by the family, and they don't care about her. Can't even have peace after you're on Earth. I think that might not be the one that we shared to Social Dissonance.
That was for Mia?
I think so. We did? Did we share that?
Thought we did.
You know, make sure we share that GoFundMe to the Social Dissonance page. Shit, you get 70,000 followers, man. Fucking use that reach for good. Theo Loco said, so the sons of B-words want to pay for foster care, but not for the child's lunch, like Phoenix Gleeter said.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I see this name very often. Heather Loco said, shock. Oh, that was the one I just read. Jesus Christ, check me out. Mohana the Dancer said, free lunch is already taxpayer funded. No shit.
Free lunches, yeah.
What the fuck?
That's usually income based, or you have to get, like, a special approval to have it.
You gotta be poor enough to be taxpayer funded so we can shame you for it come election season. No shit. Mohana the Dancer knows stuff about things. All right, let me go ahead and crack this one open. Over there on the telephone line, 618, your microphone is hot.
Hi. Well, you know me as Tally Mitchell, but my name is Natalie.
Okay.
Hey, Tally.
How you doing?
Hey. Oh, I do want to say, well, thank you for mentioning that GoFundMe, but it's actually defunct now because somebody donated 200 when they meant to donate 20, so they shut it down. So
what?
you can't really share it. It's, you know, it's not going to help her.
Damn. Wait a second. Wait, so a person made a mistake in their donation, so yep. GoFundMe punished yep. the person who needed the money.
Yeah, it's everything that can happen wrong to me here has happened, and it's always happening. But yeah, because I saw it when it came up, and I was like crying. I was so fucking happy that somebody donated $200, and I wondered immediately if it was a mistake, but I was just like, take the blessing. And then she like called me a few days later and said that, you know, the person called, and I get it, I'm assuming people make typos. They contacted GoFundMe and said, you know, I need this to be refunded, filed a dispute, and they apparently used that dispute against the person whose fund it is, and they said, you know, we can't prove that this is not fraud.
What?
So they shut it down, and she got none of the money, so, yeah.
That's messed up.
Are they opening up? Are they going to try it again on any other platform?
That's a good question. I don't think so at this point. They don't have the spoons. I mean, as of yesterday, they were told they probably got about 2 months to live. So, you know, I'm thinking she probably doesn't have the spoons. It took her lot just to get through today, so I'm not really sure.
Jesus Christ. That's some shit, GoFundMe.
Yeah.
And so that fucking go ahead and get rid of that narrative that folks like to run that GoFundMe is the biggest healthcare provider.
Well, it is if you can get
yeah.
money. Yeah. I know a couple folks that have had their GoFundMe shut down because they're sex workers. Even if they're like asking for money unrelated to sex work, they're asking for, you know, money for like medication or moving expenses or something, and their shit's gotten shut down. So yeah.
Yeah, internet ain't that hot. Mm. It ain't that hot, it ain't that poppin'. Feast Leader. What is that, Slate.com?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Feast Leader's a big fan of Slate.com.
I'm not a fan of Slate. I was just following up with what I said.
Mm-hmm.
This is from May. A school district in Rhode Island announced it will soon give students with unpaid lunch debt only sunflower seed butter and jelly sandwiches, while other students have the option to choose from a variety of hot meals. And, of course, they're $40,000 in debt because of unpaid lunches, and someone raised $8,000, and the school wouldn't take it. Yeah.
Say this.
As if we can't draw a direct line from that to children in cages. Like,
exactly.
These are, we're talking about children. I don't even...
Exactly.
I don't have the words.
And then, every idea I had got shut down, says a woman who offered to fund the school lunches for this particular school, which is in Warwick, Rhode Island. She is a restaurant owner. Her name is Angelica Penta, and she said everything I said got shut down. Penta, who owns Mike and Jell's Pizza in Warwick, as well as Jell's Kitchen in West Warwick, said she personally tried to donate $4,000 to help pay off the debts, but the Warwick School Department said it didn't want the money and issued a statement saying, quote, on a number of occasions, Warwick Public Schools have been approached by a local business owner who has solicited funds from the community for the benefit of students who have not paid for school lunches. Each time these offers were made, Warwick Public School has stated the school department was not in the position to single out or identify specific students that should be selected for a reduction of their lunch debt while excluding others. But you will exclude them from having hot lunches and make them eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm sorry, sunflower seed butter and jelly sandwiches.
That's so... I know. I think and talk tangentially, but fucking how specific? Why sunflower seed butter? What the... I didn't even know that existed.
Yes, it exists. I don't know. What did I say? Rhode Island? Maybe they have a lot of sunflower seed farms up there?
And speaking of kids in cages, I always like going back in time to 2011. Whenever I hear this... I get like folks be like it's like a whataboutism is what that's what liberal Democrats like to say when they don't like what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
But it's like you guys don't actually care about kids in cages. I'm talking about specifically these partisan hack liberal Democrats. They don't give a shit about no goddamn kids in cages. First off, they wouldn't be supporting Kamala, that dark-skinned white woman, if they cared about fucking kids in cages.
Yes.
But then also, they only care because it's a partisan issue. It's a partisan wedge. Mm-hmm. And so back in 2011, never forget, the PA judge sentenced to 28 years in massive juvenile justice bribery scandal. Yep. Yeah, the Pennsylvania judge was connected to bribery and scandal that rolled the state's juvenile justice system. The former Luzerne County judge, Mark Ciavarella Jr., was convicted of taking $1 million in bribes from developers of juvenile detention centers. The judge then presided over cases that would send juveniles to those same centers. The case came to be known as Kids for Cash. And I think this is on NPR.org. You can kind of get the straight dope. But I think the best coverage on that was on a program I think is now defunct called Smells Like Human Spirit. Mm-hmm. Really dope program. I mean, if any audio from that show is anywhere, somebody link me. I really dug that program when it was out. Yeah, but it just went away. I don't know if it was lack of funding or if the host producer, if their life schedule changed. Yeah. But Smells Like Human Spirit, great coverage on stories like this.
It reminds me of that shit they did in Chicago. Which, you know, I say this and people really think I'm joking. Illinois does not have a death penalty because there were so many police corruption cases of people being falsely sent to death row. And that was something they actually did, is because of the police corruption that was letting basically white people off. They were over-sentencing black people, and that's led to a huge amount of our incarceration rate. And it's just the amount of corruption in the whole system is just... it's something else. It really is. It really, really is.
And taking a look at the archive chat space. Dooba doop doop boop. Jess Loco. My microphone fell down. Jess Loco said, the issues with GoFundMe are why I typically just link my PayPal.
Yeah.
And Mohana the Dancer said, exactly, cuz. A direct line. That's what Mohana said exactly.
I'm pretty sure that was not Mohana what was said, actually said.
That's on the whole entire set.
That was not verbatim.
The whole set.
At all verbatim.
Even members that haven't been put on the set yet, it's on them too. Yeah. And Mohana the Dancer said, sunflower seed butter because of how many are allergic to peanuts. These are the thoughts. These are the thoughts that I don't be thinking. But, like, I gotta wonder, like, how much more richly informed, like, the folks that stayed with the wine cellar as Phoenix Kaleeder came down are. Because a lot of it was really just me looking at articles and saying, yo, fuck that shit, just mad at everything. And Phoenix is like, yeah, and you could actually look back to 1784. No shit, huh? All right, smart lady.
Really? He might be overstating things a bit.
Might be overstating things. Blog Talk Radio is going to cut us off in 3 minutes, which means we've been on for... oh, fuck. We've been on for 97 minutes here. Yeah. Okay. I think that should be that.
Yeah.
All right, folks. WineCellarMedia.com. Let's see. Going to try to figure out how we're going to do these things. So this episode is posted. We got an episode in for the day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm only doing 9 hours. Maybe we can bang out a little bit of content. Phoenix Cleaver, you're probably going to do something. You were recently featured on someone else's program. Is that episode out yet?
I need to find out.
All right. Yeah, when Phoenix finds that out, she'll link you fothermuckers up. You've done shit for Swapcast. I think something for Swapcast is up recently, fresh new. Mm-hmm. Yeah, matter of fact, I think it's on Patreon Early Access.
Okay.
And then it's hitting the socialized feed, if I remember right. And then, folks, schedule's going to be all fucked up going into this week. Mm-hmm. Because my overtime is going to be 2 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. But then also Wednesday morning, because I do machine prep Wednesday morning, I'm going to have to go in at 12 a.m. Wednesday morning. And that's going to be a 14-hour day. And then I'm probably going to do Saturday, Sunday on top of that as well. But we will work around that and find ways to get the goddamn content out.
Yes.
All right, folks. WineCellarMedia.com. Patreon.com/90 seconds. You shut up, Blog Talk Radio.
90 seconds.
Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Phoenix Kalita is the Director of Communications on the board of SWAP. And that was Tally Loco posted up on the microphone with us there. Jess Loco popped in. Was that Theo Loco on the phone?
Yes. And also, shout out to Mr. Dooling.
60 seconds.
From Canada, who sent us some PayPal money.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, man. Let's hold it down. We're going to move it forward. We're going to get more wine cellar content out there. Phoenix Cleater has been trying to figure out t-shirts. Shit's tough.
That fucking Teespring website is trash. Like, nothing is ever, like, lined up properly when you put it on. So, like, I'm scared, like, someone's going to order it and it's going to be off kilter. So, I think I found another website that we can work from. So,
all right.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, indeed. All right, Chiefs players. All right, Face Booze Live. Let's get the hell on out of here. Whoop. All right, Tally Loco left a comment right before I hit finish. Said I feel famous. All right, and
10 seconds.
Oh my God, Blog Talk. Okay, 10 seconds. All right, YouTube, you're out of there. And regular podcast audio. Shit, man, you just got 100 minutes of show. I don't know. Peace, nigga. But be as safe as possible wherever you are. How about that?
Damn.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.